Statutes, and to those who constantly record harmful decisions so as to deprive the needy of justice and rob the poor among my people of their rights, so that widows may be their spoil and that they may plunder the orphan. Now what will you do in the day of punishment and in the devastation which will come from afar? To whom will you flee for help? And where will you leave your wealth? Nothing remains but to crouch among the captives or fall among those killed. In spite of all, does not turn away, and his hand is still stretched out. Woe to Assyria, the rod of my anger, and the staff in whose hands is my indignation. I send it against a godless nation and commission it against the people of my fury to capture spoils and to seize plunder and to trample them down like mud in the streets. Yet it does not so intend, nor does it plan so in its heart, but rather it is its purpose to destroy and to eliminate many nations. Ooh. Officers, all kings, is not Kalna like Carchemish, or Hamath like Arpad, or Samaria like Damascus, as my hand is reached to the kingdoms of the idols, whose carved images were greater than those of Jerusalem and Samaria. Shall I not do the same to Jerusalem and her images, just as I have done to Samaria and her completed all his work on Mount Zion and on Jerusalem? He will say, I will punish the fruit of the arrogant heart of the king of Assyria and the arrogant pride of his eyes. For he has said, by the power of my hand and by my wisdom, I did this because I have understanding, and I removed the boundaries of the peoples and plundered their treasures. Like a nest, and as one gathers abandoned eggs, I gathered all the earth, and there was not one that flapped its wing, opened its beak, or chirped. Is the axe to boast itself over the one who chops with it? Is the saw to exalt itself over the one who wields it? That would be like a club wielding those who lift it, or like a rod lifting the one who is not wood. Therefore the Lord, the God of armies, will send a wasting disease among his stout warriors. And under his glory a fire will be kindled like a burning flame. And the light of Israel will become a fire, and Israel's Holy One a flame. And it will burn and devour his thorns and his single day, and he will destroy the glory of his forest and of
the trees of his forest will be so small in number that a child could write them down.
That day the remnant of Israel and those of the house of Jacob who have escaped will no longer rely on the one who struck them, but will truly rely on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. A remnant will return, remnant of Jacob, to the mighty God. For though your people Israel may be like the sand of the sea, only a remnant within them will return. A destruction is determined, overflowing with righteousness, for a complete destruction, one that is determined. The Lord God of armies will execute in the midst of the whole land. Therefore, this is what the Lord God of armies says. My people, you who dwell in Zion, do not fear the Assyrian, who strikes you with a rod and lifts up his staff against you the way Egypt did. For in a very little while, my indignation against you will be ended, and my anger will be directed toward their destruction. The Lord of armies will wield a whip against him, like the defeat of Midian at the rock of Oreb, and his staff will be over the sea, and he will lift it up the way he did in Egypt. So it will be on that day that his burden will be removed from your shoulders and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be broken because of fatness. He has come against Ayah, he has passed through Migron. At Michmash he deposited his baggage, they have gone through the pass, saying Geba will be our encampment for the night. Ramah is terrified and Gibeah of Saul has fled. With your voice, daughter of Galim, pay attention, Lesha and wretched and a thought. Madmena has fled, the inhabitants of Kedem have sought refuge yet. Today he will halt at Nob, he shakes his fist at the mountain of the daughter of Zion. Behold the Lord, the God of of armies will lop off the branches with terrifying power. Those also who are tall in stature will be cut down, and those who are lofty will be brought low. He will cut down the thickets of the forest with an iron axe, and Lebanon will fall by the moon.